8th Perek of Peah Mishnah Tet. We are now being Mesayim, finishing off Mesechet Peah. This is a continuation of the previous Mishnah of the amount of money a person can have and still be eligible for Tzedakah. Mishyesh l'chamishim zuz v'noisein v'noisein ben harese lo yitel. Before we say that if a person has money to keep him going for a year, he's not allowed to take Tzedakah, and less than that he can't take Tzedakah. Now we're saying that even if he has a smaller amount, but l'maita, he has some type of panota, which the amount he has can keep him going. Or he has a certain type of panota which will keep him going, which is set up already. So even though he has less than that larger amount, he still should not take tzedakah, because once again, he's set up for this year. He doesn't have to have the money in the bank. The person does not need tzedakah, and he takes tzedakah, he will not die before he will need to take tzedakah. In other words, Chazal is telling us one should not run to take tzedakah. A person who really needs a tzedakah, but he really tries to limit himself to the bare minimum so that he should not take tzedakah, he won't die until he comes to a situation that he will help even other people out with his money. In other words, a person watches over himself and does whatever he can not to be mitzvah labrius, has bitachon Hashem, minimizes his expenses, and Hashem will give him nothing. All because of Vayimah, Boch HaGev Shiyutach V'Hashem V'Yem Hashem Iftach. Like we said, this is a person that has bitachon Hashem, and then Hashem will pay him back, will show him that you can really rely on Hashem. Hashem will give him everything he needs. V'chein Dayin Shadon Dinem Islamitoy. The same thing applies to a judge who makes a tzak, which is emes both at the halacha, and it is also fitting to the case. Also is set upon him that he gets his bracha. A person who is not a lame person, but like somebody who's not blind, lo piseach, is a person who is lame in both legs, or missing both legs. He acts as if he's lame or blind, goes with crutches or a walking stick just to get people to give him stuff, and he thinks this is going to get people to give him more. Fortunately, before he dies, one of these things will happen to him. Person should run after justice, do things in a righteous way, and Hashem will take care of him. This is the opposite of what we said before about a dying with justice properly. If a dying takes sheichad, he takes money to pass him a din in the favor of one of the sides, so matas a din, and based on this he judges improperly, judges in favor of that party. And the mason of Dikna Sha'ino of Chaos, also before he dies he will lose his side. Shanema, the Sheikh of Tika, Sheikh of the cause even wise people to become blind. So the bottom line is a person shall be tough in Hashem, and Hashem will bring him tremendous bracha and the source of his bitachon.